Hi, this is Beata Lewis with Bridging Lives. My notable spotlight today features a curly-haired dynamo with a passion for sustainable, life-affirming business. I am delighted to introduce you to Diana Rothschild, the founder and chief mom of Next Kids. We first met when Diana was completing her MBA at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, and I was providing interview and presentation coaching through Stanford's Management Communication Program. Later, as a successful strategy consultant to Fortune 100 companies with Blue Sky Consulting, this highly accomplished professional reached out for guidance in becoming a more effective and internally congruent leader. In our work together, what took Diana by surprise was the treasure within that she uncovered by slowing down, listening for, and claiming aspects of herself that would open possibilities she had not yet dreamed of. In the conversation you're about to hear, Diana shares about her new exciting venture and why she feels called to lead there. You'll learn some pivotal insights that may help and inspire you too. So here we go.
So Diana, thank you so much for being willing to share about your leader journey and the new things that you're excited about.
Yeah, well, first of all, Diana, thank you so much for having me. You and I had the opportunity to work together over the course of 2 years, and it's a really big part of the journey about what I'm excited about now. So I've had a really fun journey. I've actually had a really incredible career and have had several high points and have gotten to do some pretty powerful things in the sustainability world, eco-sustainability world, social sustainability world, and in the business world with Fortune 100 CEOs. What I'm really excited about right now is really thinking about family sustainability and the way that we grow and care for family development and the future generations that we're bringing onto this fine planet. And so I'm actually launching a company called Next Kids. It's in partnership with Next Space. And we are creating a collaborative workspace that allows anyone to come and get their work done, but we also cater to families and allow families to bring their infants and toddlers to work with them. And we take care of your child in pretty awesome care space with really wonderful, amazing caregivers so you can get your work done and so that you and your child can equally thrive without compromise.
What I love about this is it's such a personal redefinition of sustainability. And I'm curious how you came to focus on this for yourself, like that this would be your next big thing.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think what I have been meant to do on this planet is find some of the world's most pressing problems and then figure out which business model can be created or used to solve that problem for society. And so I did that, you know, back in 2004 around sustainability as a buyer at Walmart and then with other large companies around thinking about their business models in ways that made not just financial value but also societal value possible. And about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago now, I had a baby. Her name is Sophia, and she's a wonderful, amazing being. And I had been flying on airplanes, you know, 4 days out of the week and in big fancy meetings. And I realized if I'm going to have a baby, I'm probably not going to be able to have that lifestyle and have it be sustainable. And after having her, it really did a lot for me. So my work with you, Beata, really started with grounding and centering and really understanding what I wanted in life. And then once I had Sophia, I gained a much deeper sense of empathy and patience. And through having her, I really struggled with what that next thing was that I was going to solve because I was doing great work and it was very interesting and I was working on a wonderfully flexible schedule that I was about 90% in control of. But I wasn't really getting to be the mom I wanted to be and I also wasn't really doing the work that I felt society needed in that moment. And it came to me that if there was a way that I could bridge being a mom and taking care of future generations in a way that allowed all of us to get our best productivity and work done, that would be pretty cool. And so that's how the idea of Next Kids was born. And then I met Next Space, which is a really incredible co-working and innovation company, and I was really able to partner with them and sell my idea to them and have Next Kids become the ninth space, the next space is opening, which has been really fantastic. I've gotten to be an entrepreneur all over again, gotten to raise financing, I've gotten to hire a team of incredible caregivers and other staff, and I've gotten to work with some of the best minds, most creative, innovative, focused on execution, pragmatic, and just compassionate people all striving for a shareable economy, which is very, very, very exciting to be a part of.
That is very exciting. And I think for anybody considering their own leadership journey, it's really inspiring to know that you can step into something that's very personally relevant and create something brand new. And that the path to getting there may not be direct, and it may not always feel like success is right within reach. There are some obstacles, right. There are some challenges. I wonder if you'd be willing to share some of the key challenges that you faced yourself that perhaps our work together helps you address so that you can step into the next big thing.
That's a huge question. So
it is.
Think about what, you know, and every time, you know, I think through a question like that, obviously my answer shifts because I'm in a new place. I think for me, my biggest challenge was really getting at who I am and what spiritual idea I reflect, and really getting, like, very, very, very clear about that, because I think we all, you know, most of the people that I interact with and that I'm sure you guys also interact with, like, we're all really smart, we're all pretty curious, we all may or may not, you know, have had really wonderful upbringings and great educations and a lot of opportunities afforded to us. And so I think all of that makes it possible for us to choose, and it makes it really hard to choose sometimes, and it makes the choices not necessarily be ones that I really know is, like, the right choice for me in this moment in time. And so I think my biggest challenge in coming up with this idea was really getting clear about my identity and what I wanted in life. And a lot of those questions I didn't even have, honestly, before I started working with you. I had them, but I didn't really know I had them. And when I worked with you, we spent a lot of time on centering and grounding and breathing and finding somatic ways to connect what was going on with me physically and spiritually and emotionally and cognitively in a way that really got me to get very clear about what I wanted in life. And it was all of those practices that have allowed me to come up with this idea and have allowed me to have the intuition and the, I don't know what the right word is, but faith that this idea is going to work. Because if I look around me, so far, you know, people have tried co-working and childcare before, and it hasn't necessarily worked, either economically or for other reasons. And being so clear that this is what I'm meant to bring to the world, and if I'm meant to bring this to the world, I will be led to the right people to help me make that happen, has just made this idea just sing. We're opening our first location in a week, and I'm really, really excited to open the doors and have all those families that I've already met come and experience what we're up to and be a part of creating that community. And if I hadn't addressed those challenges early on, and I hadn't stayed true to who I am and what success feels like for me and what I'm meant to learn every day, I think it would have been very distracting and very hard for me to come up with this concept and really stick to it over the past, you know, year and a half to get it to being something that we open.
I love hearing this, Diana. Thank you. And what it also speaks to is your commitment to resilience. It's sort of like that song, I get knocked down, but I get up again. Mm-hmm. and you really, each time you get up, you fall forward. So instead of bouncing back, bouncing forward, bouncing ahead. And that quality of resilience is so crucial for leaders, especially now, with the challenges mm-hmm. that are as complex and fast-changing as they will continue to be. As we close, I wonder what you think of as essential for your leadership journey now. So you'll be leading other people. You have to keep them really inspired and on track and giving their best. And you have a full plate. It's becoming fuller mm-hmm. because you have another child on the way. So
yes.
What's going to be important for you and your leadership journey now going forward?
Yeah. So I think what's going to be important moving forward is what I've found is most important to getting me to here, which is what I already briefly mentioned, which is just really staying centered, realizing that I'm up to three things, and I've let my team know this, and pretty sure they're excited and on board for it. So I'm up for creating huge impact in the world without compromise. I'm up for having fun doing while we're doing it. I've learned in this new role that we can work on really big, important, world-pressing problems, but if we're not having fun doing it, you know, then we obviously are either not using our strengths to do it, or it could feel like an uphill battle sometimes. So I'm really into having fun doing it. And the third thing is showing up as our best selves. And so some of the things that I do with my team, we have daily grounding meetings where we spend a few moments in silence in the beginning, really breathing, getting centered, checking in with our head and our heart and our gut and our spiritual intuition, and really sensing what is it time for now. We have everything on, like, you know, everyone has big checklists and to-do lists and things they have to get done. But sometimes, like, we don't forget to check in with us, you know, with ourselves and our connection to the universe, and really realize, like, okay, I have all this stuff to do, but what's the time for right now? What's going to make me show up as the best me for the world and for myself today? And so that practice I started doing with you, and that's something that I have now instilled in my team. Do it with my family in small ways. And that, I think if I can help my team and maybe even the members of my space do that, my co-working space, do that for themselves, I think that's where I want to be headed in the world. That's where I hope everyone that I touch feels that energy for me.
I am doing a happy dance.
You can't see it, but I'm dancing a happy dance. I love hearing this.
So there's so much more to share, but I think for today, this is a wonderful gift to anybody listening, and again, my heartfelt congratulations to you on this new enterprise. I know it's going to be tremendously successful and impactful, and sort of in the context of sustainable living and sustainable business, you're really coming forward with something new and important, and the conversation will grow. So many thanks for this, for reflecting back and reflecting forward.
Thank you, Diana. This was really fun.
Great. Bye-bye, Diana.
Talk to you soon. Bye.